that up.
Well, I can't remember why
you said it was the 15th.
I said we've done the 15th.
Okay, don't everyone get that
explained. Can you guys
got
my one?
No. Alright, it's the 16th. It's the final episode of the Bashers podcast for 2009. I'm here with my man, the Birdman, Birdshit.
Back in the nest. Where it all began.
Here with Casey Kasem.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Thank you. The loosest man in Poochie, Dean Letford. And our special guest this week, the President. Michael Collins, where's my dad? Michael Collins.
Very nice to be here.
All right, we've got a lot to get through. We always say that. We always have a lot to get through. But kick it off with around the wicket.
Two bottles of Lambo to get through. Around the wicket. Where should we start? England playing anywhere that we can ignore? Okay. South Africa, aren't they?
No. I don't think West Indies. I think we'll start off with West Indies in Australia.
Yeah.
Dino, what can you tell us right now? What's happening there?
Our next test in Perth. When does that start? Later this week, I think.
This week.
Disappointing the second test. Very disappointing.
Very disappointing.
But it was good for cricket.
Absolutely. Cricket
was great for cricket. It was all set up for a brilliant fifth day. Could have gone either of three ways. Ooh. And what do they do?
Neil's calling the Aussies pussies.
They are pussies.
Conspiracy.
They just went, we won the first test. That's all we need to do to win the series. We're just going to block this out.
Get the trophy in your hand. Get the trophy first. Play the game later.
I think they should be docked half their match fee for not entertaining the public who pay their wages.
Didn't anyone get fined for half their match fee?
I think they should.
Oh, yeah.
The whole bloody team.
Well, that chucks out a question. Is cricket a sport? A competitive sport, or is it entertainment first?
Competitive sports are entertainment.
Oh. Well, then, it's very, this was not entertaining.
Guys, we're talking about Adelaide.
Very intellectual, very early on.
In South Australia.
Drink some more.
Over the home of the stoners. Anyway,
Seems to me, Brisbane, the Australians played really well, and the West Indies lifted their game in Adelaide, which is only good for the game.
Chris Gayle.
But the revolving door policy of the Australian selectors, oh my God.
So,
my God.
Oh my God.
So they haven't scored a ton yet this summer.
Yeah, Watson. How many times is Watson going to go close?
We need to talk to him. We need to get him on the podcast next year.
So
I think our esteemed president, who was so many times 49, needs to have a quiet word.
Thank you. Yeah, I can get in his ear and say, listen, mate, it's around the corner.
I know Shane. I actually know Shane listens quite regularly to the podcast. So Shane, listen. Pull your head in.
You're batting like a fucking girl.
He doesn't look like an intellectual.
I like the way he's bulked down. You know, he used to be quite buffed. He's bulked down.
He can
put his 15 overs through and still bat half a day.
Yeah.
But he's got to put runs on the board.
So at the moment,
just
for the listeners out there, what is the current score in the test series of
1-0 and Australia
1-0 retain the world trophy.
Okay, good on them. Let's move on.
Talk about this guy. Who is the coolest guy in international cricket?
He is the Mick Jagger. He is the Mick Jagger of cricket.
You think so?
Yeah, he's a rock star.
Now that Chris Lewis is in the clink, Chris Gayle.
Oh, he's a legend.
Chris Gayle oozes coolness. He's the sort of guy that would root your missus.
Hang on. doing a Chris Gayle.
he's one of the. He's a big black mamba, I reckon. Chris Gayle.
He did very well. 165 not out in the third innings.
He did it slowly too. He can do it in his normal style.
Very good.
There was one
lusty blues.
It was a very contained, joyous, and even. Some would say classic innings.
Yeah, it was. There was one delivery I saw. It was a right up in the block hole, full toss, and he just boom had it before, man.
That's classic. Yeah. That's classic radio there. Classic radio
Ford,
there.
Ford defensive before. Yeah.
Boom! Oh, look at
that. This. But anyway,
yeah, that works well on the radio.
For those of you listening at home, you look like this.
And finally, on the West Indies Australian Test series, the surprise for me is the big off spinner,
Ben.
Ben. He's a great. He got five for his second innings. And tell you what, this guy, look out for him. He's going to really carve it up in the next few years.
Oh, he took Watson when he was on 96.
Absolutely. Yeah. Middle stump out of the ground. Get on your bike, water.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
So what do you think about this? It's touched the Australians for the first time. It's touching the South Africans all the time, where you have a homegrown player going overseas, getting a gig for a team that they...
Nashi's
done well.
He's doing well. Right?
Is there room in world cricket for expatriate... What is
the rule? You're only allowed to play for one country.
I would think that today, with visa laws, how easy it is to travel, you can't hold it against someone for going away and living somewhere else, earning their crust and playing for another team.
Is it a good thing for the development of cricket in the country that you move to?
Now, listen, well, why not? Brendan Nash, for example, he's, by ethnicity, West Indian. He is. His parents West Indian. He had a gig there. Why not go back? I mean, the kid...
I've heard it's quite long, yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, the kid's growing up in Jamaica, who went through the schools of Jamaica, trying to get a gig for the West Indies. Yeah, okay, maybe technically the argument could be that he took one of their spots. Absolutely. But I don't think really the West Indies cricket board...
And the other thing,
not just West Indies, it's happening all around the world.
You've got to look at the state of the
world. Well, Denzel has got to run for the Italians.
Well, look at the English team.
You've got to look at the state of the world, and you've got to give a concession to South Africans, because these are people that move away because they don't want an AK-47 pulled on their ass. So they go away and they go to other countries, and obviously they want to continue playing their sport.
Okay, that's all. They can't have a home game. If there's a mass exodus of Pakistani on the world cricket, what would the response be, as opposed to some nice... schoolboys from
South Africa. That still have plenty of players in Pakistan, because every Pakistani I've ever met says that they played for the national side. Every single one of them.
You grow up
in Pakistan.
The Bashers could claim a win in the Santa Fe Premiership over the Pakistan national team.
All right, I think we're going to move on. Still a bit more around the wicket, I think.
Sri Lanka in India.
India went to number India went to number one in the world test rankings.
Yeah. They won the series
against Sri Lanka and went to number one. And I read some of the headlines.
Happy now. Test cricket will be popular in India.
I think they're pretty happy, because some of the headlines in the Times were, I don't know, they call them gods and stuff like that.
Sachin.
Yeah.
Our team.
Yeah, anyway.
But calling somebody a god in India is not like calling somebody a god in
Australia.
Because they've got
150. Yeah, that's true. Moving on. Pakistan.
No, that's all you have to say about India. The world champions of test cricket.
There's some big scores.
They
play 2020s at the moment.
How old is Sachin now?
Oh, 54 or something.
Yeah. He's actually younger than Ponting.
No.
He is.
Yeah.
He was about
14 when he started.
True. Mm. You get done for that in some countries, but he's child labour. Hell.
Moving on, Pakistan and New Zealand.
Good series.
Me and Birdship. What do you reckon?
Oh, it's a good series. I think I said a couple of casts ago, it'd be a good series.
Or is it being played?
Is that because New Zealand's competitive?
It's just very closely matched teams. Yeah, both as crap as each other.
We're looking forward to
a big Boxing Day and Sydney test with Pakistan. Come on, Hobart.
What's happening? Can I ask you guys? Watch the TV, watch it a bit. What are some of these bloody Kiwi grounds? It looked like it's a third tier city out in China. I mean, what's going on? There's no stadium. It's not a stadium. It's like an old cow pack. What's going on there?
Well, you can get some serious deviation off a bit of bovine feces.
What do you need a grandstand for? There's no people.
What was that the last test match? The last test match was at University. It was seriously, Ipswich State High. It's got a better ground than that.
Yeah. It's a test ground.
Obviously it is. of high repute.
I couldn't believe it.
Anyway,
what a great pitch.
Great game of cricket, too.
People were raving about it. Saved Test cricket.
It was like fate atmosphere. Like family fate.
It did. It saved Test cricket.
Whoa.
Well, is that all you got to say?
About what?
What?
About what?
I don't know. When you got to ask us some questions?
Don't conversations usually start with hello? You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes,
you are. The devil in disguise. Gravity.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
You're on the cast, mate.
Oh, there we go.
The fellas are all here. So tell us about it, mate. You've got a big meeting this afternoon. You must be nervous.
Not nervous, but I can give you a few moments. I have to head out soon.
Well, you have to go have your hair done for the meeting.
I need to go and have a shave and a shower and then go off at night for me to brush my teeth, yeah.
All right. So look, just quickly, tell us about 2009, mate, and cricket in Shanghai. Just give us an overview.
Give us a wrap.
Well, I suppose you know most of it, don't you?
Well, yeah, but we forget most of it.
Okay. Fair enough.
So tell us what
objective point of view.
Yeah. We want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
From the horse's mouth.
There's a man at the top.
Numero uno. The big cheese.
Is Michael Collins with you?
Yes. My dad.
Where's my dad? Michael Collins.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I think it was a pretty good season. Lots of trials and tribulations, as you guys know, with the ground and scheduling. But if you look at where we are now as opposed to previous years, we now have three functional grounds as opposed to one.
Yeah.
So I think that was a big step forward, and the SOFC have been great with that. So, you know, going forward next year, we're still going to have three grounds. It means a, probably a more compact season and possibly more events and, you know, in things like 2020 and... You know,
the Great Leap Forward is what you're saying.
So is the China Great Leap Forward?
It is a Great Leap Forward, for sure.
That worked well, didn't it?
The teams that competed in the competitions...
A new club this year joining the fray?
Yes, K2 joining us. Our good friends from K2. I think they did very well.
They did all right. Second, that's not bad.
And they took a lot of us by surprise with a rather cavalier brand of cricket. I mean, the forward defensive and backward defensive wasn't very common.
They weren't cavalier enough off the ground, mate.
What was that? I think that was the pre-final practice game they had when they played a combination between the Hot Dogs and the Pudong guys, where they scored something like 315 in a 35-over game.
Well, they should have scored 400. I mean, against those.
Oh, Jesus. They actually blew their load a bit early, didn't they?
Give
us, you know, the season overall from your point of view. Give us a mark out of 10.
Sorry?
Give us a mark out of 10 for the overall view of the season.
Highlights, lowlights?
I'd say 8.5.
8.5, yeah.
Yeah, I think the lowlights were obviously the mess ups with scheduling, which was ground issues, which hopefully will go away.
It wasn't the first scheduling.
So basically, what you're saying is the season was a complete success, apart from anything that Mike Tesmalis was involved in.
No, I totally disagree with that. I'm saying that the season was a complete success, apart from some of the new and hopefully only 1 year problems we were dealing with in terms of grounds and availabilities and a totally new financial structure, which is also a headache for George in terms of renting as opposed to...
So you've got the option of taking your teeth out for next year, so you don't have teething problems.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully no more dummies. Nobody will split the dummy anymore either. And then I think the highlights was obviously it was awesome to have two teams in the D1 final who'd never been in the finals before. A new champion team.
Right.
First time ever. Congratulations.
Who was that?
Who was that, by the way?
Congratulations to the Bashers.
Yay!
And as I said, I think K2 did very well. It was awesome to see them in the final too. And then, the whole table was turned upside down this year, if you think about it.
Yeah, which is always good, right? Where did the hot dogs come, do you know?
I think they came fifth.
Ah, right.
How many teams play?
Sorry?
How many teams?
Out of five.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about your mob, mate, the Devils?
We came third.
You came third, very admirable.
On another note there, Cricket Shanghai, has it been the success? Has it been the move forward, the great leap forward that you guys have been hoping it would be?
The rebranding?
I think maintaining brand value?
I think it has. I think naturally the fact that, you know, a few years ago there were four clubs, it's now 17 teams as opposed to four teams. It's been a committee of five or six people that's been doing a lot of work. And naturally another step forward would be to get more people involved, you know? Yeah. Sort of having people doing certain tasks, whether it's small ones or big ones. I think we should get, from all those 17 teams, probably have people involved in the whole Cricket Shanghai operations.
Yeah, get amongst it, what you're saying.
Anyway, Gravity, it was great to chat to you, and I think it was more than an 8.5 this year, man. It was a very successful year for Shanghai Cricket, and good stuff, man.
Thank you, man.
And guys, just quickly, what about next year? Any hot tips?
If I were you, I'd bet on Geelong Cats again to win the grand final.
All right, good on you, mate. Go and have your facial, and we'll talk to you next year.
Yep. Guys, have a happy festive season.
Yeah, merry,
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You're the devil in the sky. Of course you are.
Gravity News. We're going to go through a bit of a review of the year. We're going to split it up just to keep it interesting. Starting off with January. Well, it was bloody cold, wasn't it? And we didn't play cricket. So February.
Wait, I think the idea of the podcast might have been hatched in January.
Oh, really? Tell us about that.
Well, I was sitting there by myself.
Nanjing.
As you do.
Nanjing, hand on it, bucket of KFC, moist towels. And I was thinking to myself, tell you what could be a good way to get myself down to Shanghai during the week? Get on it. Talk a bit more shit than I'm already speaking. And the idea of the podcast was hatched from there. And I thought, who could actually do all the work? I thought, Neil. So I sent an email. That was January.
All right, and then, of course, February, we had the prof's final exam, the first quiz of the year.
The prof. It was a bit disappointing to see the prof.
That was becoming the age of the drop beers, wasn't it?
It was.
Coming into their own.
Yeah.
And it was the apprentice having a go at the quiz. He done a pretty good job, too, that old prof.
Yeah, you will. Yeah.
That was good. And then, of course, then, of course, later in February, it all kicked off.
Started for the first ever The Bashers broadcast. This is the Hammer. Speaking here live from Birchett's house. I'm here with two of my brethren, one of them being Tank Andy Scott.
Amateurish.
Doesn't he sound young?
I tell you what, he's sporting a nice haircut tonight. And the other one I'm here with is Neil Birchett Watkins. We've got a lot of things on the agenda tonight. But first of all, we're going to do a segment which we call for a runner.
That's fucking amateurish, but
our brethren who's left the shores.
So you started with
where's the place to start? Basher number one.
Basher number one, Paul Howard. Paul Turner, a legend of the Bashers, and someone we all remember. So we'll give him a ring and we'll see what he's been up to. You have to cut out that Paul fucking Howard. Well, that's where it all started.
Doesn't it sound young?
I hope it sounds a bit better. That's where it all started. And I think we started the podcast about 2 months before the cricket started. So we really wound ourselves up, and I think that set the foundation for the end result, mate.
We can only improve.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt that Australia will win the current series in 2-1. Philip Hughes the new opener. Over here, we all score hundreds back to back for the 4-3 tests back to back.
Did that come true or not?
I think he got two.
He was pretty close, wasn't he?
I think he got two out of three. What was his Ashes prediction, though?
Well, I don't know.
Where's Phil Hughes now?
Phil Hughes? Well, he's got back-to-back centuries. He's in the reckoning, but...
No chance.
See, but Watto. I mean, Watto and Keto. You can't have Hughes, though. Hughes, though. Watto and Keto run off the tongue. It's like the Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Woodies.
Absolutely.
I remember that first podcast, and I was so nervous about it. But then I just had a couple of red wines, and it was a
couple of bottles.
It was all over.
I think on the first podcast, I don't think you were in the business. I think we rang you.
Rang me at home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, have you got any of that?
you certainly left plenty of room to them. But anyway, we'll move on with that a bit later on. But now we're going to do a steaming in with ourselves. And so we've got we're going to start with you, mate, Katie. And we've got a few questions for you here. First question, Bash's on-field highlight of 2009?
On-field highlight of the year? I would have to say the online on-field highlight of the year.
For the Bash's?
Although I wasn't there, I'd say it would be Desi Long Dong De Silva getting his period.
That's right.
I think that was a highlight.
More of a lowlight, really. Anyway, there's the off.
No, I just think it was an action play.
On the rag.
Desi, fixing it up.
All right, second delivery, the trivia moment, the non-cricket, non-basher, just a general news event.
2009.
Yeah, 2009.
I'd like to say Tiger, but I think it's a little bit too close to that. Non-basher, personal.
Just general news event,
General news event of the year.
It's got to be credit crunch related, doesn't it?
Jesus Christ, you should have given me a little bit of warning.
I sent you these questions in advance.
Taobao, the rise and fall?
Yeah.
Dubai credit crisis? Palm Island no longer.
Is that a pass?
I've got it. The Oasis breaking up, mate.
Paul Noel and Liam.
That was the biggest one.
International cricket highlight?
Highlight of the year, international cricket. I would say when Chris Lewis went in. I think that was my highlight. Okay.
You're talking fruit tea, right?
I like to see a man. Well, you do the crime, you do the time. That's what I've always said.
All right, about personal playing highlight.
Playing highlight of the year. I would have to say it would be
opening every game.
The switch to leggings.
The switch to leg spin would have to be my highlight of the year because
before that you couldn't take a wicket.
It's come at a good time. I'm going to put on a little bit of extra weight. I don't want to be running in too quickly. I can run, just whip it in and get wickets at the same time.
And you don't mess up your hair.
It's been all round.
Broadcast highlight of the year.
Broadcast highlight of the year was definitely when Oliver Austin said about the hockey girls, I don't know what they were doing, but it must have been something filthy. Rest assured, it'd be something filthy.
And
that was absolutely.
And finally, the off-field bashers highlight social event.
I would have to say it'd be turtle spewing at the final dinner.
Over reception.
All right. Okay. So that was steaming in with Katie. Now we're going to do. We're going to tell you about the awards for the year. We're going to break this up again, keep it interesting. Of course, you won Willie Nelson Award, mate. For the most fines of the year. You didn't.
We have a bottle of Baijiu.
Baijiu.
This year's Danny Crane Award, which you won last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Of course, had to go to Brokeback because he resigned every position that he got.
Yeah. Bag it.
Oh, what?
The Roscoe P. Coltrane Award for the hottest pursuit went to MVP. Dave Silverman, Kerry Packer Award for Pajama Cricket and Marvellous Commentary.
Parrot.
The Parrot. Chiang Kai-shek Award for Diplomacy, the only guy who was refused a visa to enter Dulwich College. John Inquisition McDaniel. Maiden got the Nostradamus Award for predicting the past.
Was he around? Was he around at the dinner at that point?
He
collected his award?
Yeah, he did. He was there.
I just got some land on your couch.
Oh, it's all right.
Michael Crawford Award for Best Performance as the Phantom. KC.
Sonny Say,
what happened to him?
Yeah, where?
He turned up
at the end of the season.
He was at the Sixers as well. Apparently he was out until about 3 in the morning.
KC?
Yeah.
I lie. I like it.
Lady Godiva Award for Inability to Dress Himself was the symbol. The artist formerly known as Smasher. Oh, anyway, China Eastern Award for Punctuality. The Rock. Yeah. Apparently the only time he ever turned up on time was when he was 12th man.
What a faggot.
And the King Ludwig II Award for protecting his castle. Turtle got this last year, but this is a bit of a negative fine, really, this one. Statsy. Oh, twice, wasn't it? Sent in the last over with, 30 runs to get.
You try to bring in the captain to help out the team and put
and
on
and
the display.
And he blocks it out.
Oh, disgraceful. I mean, disgraceful. Personally.
Kicking out of the club.
It was
I think he should go and play for Australia.
Yeah.
No, it was absolutely disgraceful.
Yes. Disgraceful. Go play for Australia, you criminal.
Oh, tell me where the butt needs to be and I'll fucking put it in there now.
Right, where are we up to? We're up to March now. Started off with the SCC AGM.
Oh, I remember that. That's back when Cranky actually held positions.
Yeah, he basically said, this is what we're going to do this year, and then resigned. Left it to someone else.
Oh, then he... Shit,
no, too.
Shocking, isn't it?
And then, of course, we were back at the Nest.
For what was considerably, at that point, a classic episode.
Episode 2.
Was I here?
Oh, not that one.
That was the
Peace and love.
With Woody.
Man,
I just think we should be in the Bash. I think the Bash is the future of a beautiful thing, man. I think Bash is going to win. I love Bash as well.
Now that was some not true stuff. Reefer Davis, it was a great night that night at the Bears.
Dying.
Tell you what. Tell you what, there was a lot of love, a lot of booze, and a lot of reefer, and a lot of predictions that all came
handsome man saying to another handsome man, love you.
And this one, of course, the pies.
And I know you fucked up a lot of pies in your time, mate, but it says malice. How would you describe it?
I've got this IE. She makes my pies sometimes. She's an absolute moron.
You're right.
I don't know that to her face. I love her to death. And I gave her the new recipe for a sausage roll, but it wasn't your ordinary sausage roll. It was going to be a dry sausage roll. And she had a wicked way with it. But she dropped it. It looked really bad.
Literally, like a drop.
And she actually thought she could straighten it up. And I like to think of Mike's just smelling it. It was a really bent
sausage roll. Beautiful. Classic.
I'd like to add that this is everything you hear on this is unrehearsed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apart from some of the crap that you come up with. You sit there in the shower.
He would whip out his little words.
That was a That for me was one of the best casts.
One of the best casts.
But then we followed that up.
Oh, episode 3. Now, I remember...
This was back in the time when we were doing a cast a week.
Yeah. and I remember...
My carbon footprint was massive at that time.
Someone being...
driving down to Shanghai doing the podcast because I thought I was going to get famous on iTunes.
On Bash's TV.
This particular week, every 20 minutes that day, I got a message from you, nervous about something. Because you had the first ever steaming in lined up.
Yeah.
And we were going to the shed, and you were worried that he wasn't going to answer.
I was really worried about Danny because, for some reason, I had it in my head that he'd be worried about how loose the show was. So he actually asked once we emailed him to send him our website. And then when I thought he saw the website, I didn't think he would do it, which I was very mistakenly wrong because he's looser than anyone. So it all worked out. I think episode 3, actually we can say whatever we want about all of the episodes, but really episode 3 is without a doubt the best.
I listened to From Where to Go the other day, and it was just it's a roller coaster ride without the seatbelt.
Remember we tried to ring him, and he was we rang his hotel. He wasn't there. He wasn't there. And there was quite a few minutes, and someone here was crapping his pants. He was so wound up. And then, of course, we rang him, and he was.
It wasn't until just recently at the Sixers. Danny hadn't even listened to it.
No,
he hadn't even heard it. And then when he listened to it, I thought, oh, geez, what was he going to think? He loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I got the link show, and I was sadly in Minnesota in 1977
to, you know, have a look at them. Shit, that's cool. I want to do that. But I was mad with it.
Well, stay tuned to this spot.
There's a lot of work in progress.
Yeah, but
drinks,
know,
break. It's the first spot. I'm still happy.
There was a serious amount of fucking flesh on
skin. I love flesh on skin. This is, what are we on, March? There was a serious lot of philandering about March social wise.
The drinks break. Well, when was the first cast we actually got something in the drinks break?
I don't know. What cast are we at now? I can't remember, man.
Anyway, March was also when we started training and started playing. When the pleasure beat the Devils.
Get it in the eye.
Not unbeaten. We did beat them in a friendly. First match, the City Weekend Club Day. Remember that? You were there?
Oh, we were nailing the VBs.
Yeah, that's right.
We met the lovely women from the Shanghai Dragon Boating Association.
Yeah, that was another social.
I remember episode 5 for the reason Statsy was here and I was...
Where are you? We're still in March, mate.
Oh, sorry. What are you doing?
You're getting behind.
I don't know, mate. The Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March.
Before that, of course, there was episode 4. At the Jaguar Club, and how did that descend into...
It descended into a big pool of reef.
Jaguar, seriously. It was almost a write-off. We almost had to consider not broadcasting.
It was the first time we considered we're not going to get anything out of it. But I think it was after the Jaguar Club that we realised no matter what happens...
I remember you saying that the real hardcore fans, by the time we get to cast number 100...
number 4. I still believe that in a way because it was...
Borderline.
There was some really, really cool stuff in episode 4.
Carnival.
And I remember Hadley was in it.
I don't remember being there.
Ten guys in the midfield, like, no one's fucking seen him. There's a new to be
blindsided.
I ripped the toss, actually.
Edwards, I think we overindulged ourselves in episode 5.
I think the success from episode 3 went to our heads.
Yeah, yeah, I think
our collective heads.
And then we went out on a limb with the Jaguar. Yeah. So he was going to... And I think, although I still honestly think, although it went a little bit tits up on episode 4, it's a great episode. It's one that, I'll go back and listen to.
I think it was saved by the Jaguar.
Well, seeing you play cricket, do you think you're a batsman or a bowler? Because I've seen both of your skills. They're both very good.
I'm a shooter.
I'm going to talk the audience through your thought process of modeling your cricket bat up with that.
Oh! It looks like Andy. Talk to that. It goes back to the ancient Roman time when people before all with prostitutes, they used to against disease. So they turn on and out.
So what about locking your bat in?
Yeah, it was basically a mess, wasn't it?
Oh, Jago,
I think it was after episode 4 that we took our first break, or was it? Or were we back into?
No, we were straight back in.
We were straight back in.
Oh no, we had a week off, I think.
I think we had a week.
This is how it ended.
Again, I'll still say, I think for the purists, if there's three of them, episode 4 was a great one.
I seriously do not even remember being there.
Yeah, it was a madhouse. Anyway,
crack on.
All right. Episode 5 was the next one. Not much else happened. Much was just all the broadcast. That was back at the Nest. Thought we'd bring it home.
Who did we have in here?
Statsy. Episode 5.
Statsy, I remember that. The classic line about the hockey. And also, I was feeling very guilty of doing a bender in a no-show.
The first of many.
No, I only done one this year. It was off season, it was a pre season game, no excuses. Went out with tea bag, trouble.
Yeah. I do want to say one thing that the MCC who came to Shanghai a couple of years ago, they actually played against the Afghanistan cricket side. And they were throttled.
Were they?
We had Chook on, remember?
All I remember is some South African cat I've never met getting abuse of
it. No, we always left a message that said, "Am I unacceptable?" And it's pretty much like your parents telling you, "Don't be angry at this point."
What else are we?
I guess, all the stats. No, no, you're laughing.
I don't know.
He's a bit of a loose animal, this brother, but he's the new David Boone, mate.
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
I think he's the John David of cricket, mate.
Oh, mate, it's Beijing,
lock in.
That was started, yeah, more gas.
What happened there?
Remember we had ladies bring a plate?
She was good. She was very good, and she thought she was rubbish.
She was good. You know, the woman's touch around the place.
First ball a little bit wider, second ball a little bit wider, third ball, it was...
Now that was just weird.
What's that?
Oh, I had no idea what it was. There was a ghost just came through and there was a strange... odd things happen on the cast at times.
No. There's so much...
Anyway, moving on. Where are we? April. We had the Centaurs in town from Hong Kong.
Yawn.
Yeah,
I can't remember
that. Thanks. We started playing double headers all the time, which really stretched our membership players. But we managed to pull it together.
It's a pretty good bus ride.
And, well, don't remember those.
Episode 6.
Episode 6 was just Birch and I at my house.
Yeah.
Everyone else came in via
Skype.
Technology.
Right?
Yeah.
That was I.
We had, who knows, mate. We had Jim's mowing,
right? Yeah, but let's all talk Kevin out there and things are brewing for a blood match.
We know what happened to you last time you gave him a bit of it, don't we?
What was that?
Now, I remember you trying to do the limerick at the end. Was that that night?
Yes.
And you had about 16 takes at it.
Yeah. About 16.
Because there was something that you keep saying. It was the same mistake every time.
Yeah?
Yeah, and eventually you just sort of disappeared and fell off the couch.
Excuse me, this is Hammer here, Mrs. Dick. How are you?
Lady Dick, thank you.
Lady Dick, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You turned up.
Yeah, no.
Lots of cars.
From when?
April.
Yeah.
Every week. There was
every week. Garden of Forex. What can I remember from that car? I remember Federica made an appearance on that one.
She did?
Raju,
the birth of Raj, which later on when we went on tour became a issue of fighting note.
Now the police here, hang on.
EJ wants his father.
Yes, EJ.
Hello, I'm very much picky on which team I play for, and I would not want to play for team 2. Can I go to level 1 though?
So it was Raj, right?
George was thinking,
who is this fucking guy, man?
But he was still keen to get it on.
Right.
Yeah, he wanted
him. Georgie was showing his true colours. He was trying to steal players. At the time, what happened was Roshi boy came over to my house. He rocked up with like about 5 fake Budweiser beers.
Fake Budweiser? Yeah. They have fake.
Just straight away, I'm like,
why bother?
You're useless.
Boston Morris, mate.
Yeah, anyway, I was laughing so much in my house, I had to go upstairs. I was listening to it right upstairs, cracking up. Anyway, Roshi's become a bit of a stillwart.
Right.
Yeah, and then we went back to the shed, back again, outside. Mm. Remember, we got kicked out. You didn't meet the dress code or something for the shed, so we had to go outside on the balcony there.
We rang Basher.
I think it was the worst one we've done, man.
You reckon?
I'm a little bit,
And make sure you're
I remember there'd been quite a peanut gallery there that night, though.
There was a lot of people that were just giving a shit.
Disparaging.
Yeah. What else happened then?
April, we played cricket and stuff.
Some cricket. We had a quiz.
Moving on to, well, we'll go steaming in.
Amiga! Here we go.
All right, so let's go steaming in with the outgoing president here. What were those questions again? Question one was first delivery, Bashers on-field highlight. Well, the Bashers.
I'm going to say that Nanjing was the on-field highlight for this president, although...
Nanjing, lock it in.
That's not a personal highlight.
No, I'm not just talking personal. I'm thinking we took cricket to a place that had never been before. Brilliant organisation, brilliant bus ride up there and back, and as loose as you could possibly get. On field, the finals win was sensational. Sixes was sensational. Right. Hong Kong was sensational.
Well, you only get to hit the ball once, you know.
Nanjing.
All right.
Bloody rural.
All right, and non-cricket related, international event of the year.
It's pretty hard to top, I'm going to smoke the fools out.
That was pretty
Bash related. But anyway, international cricket highlight.
International cricket. Well,
losing the Ashes.
Yeah, losing the Ashes was probably 2020 World Cup. No, not much there. Winning in South Africa. Let's go there.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Personal playing highlight?
I don't want to, rattle my own chain and stuff like that.
Is that even the same?
But the same as that.
Oh, no, just made it up.
But don't run your own chain here.
Well, I'm thinking being run out by Cassius at the Hong Kong Cricket Sixes is probably my on-field highlight of the year.
On purpose.
Well, we've established that, right?
Yeah. All right. Broadcast highlight. Have you listened to any?
I've listened to a couple. I like the Healy episode, although I think he was a little
boring,
cold, dry, a little cold.
Boring would be the William. Oh, steady on.
However,
he got 19 runs.
He listens, by the way, so apologise to him.
I think it's pretty hard to go past the Sixes episode, actually, with Danny. Danny was awesome. It was all brilliant.
Episode 15. See, we're just getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. And finally, off-field social Bashes highlight.
There was the GIMP incident, which was
pretty
funny. Not remembering the post-victory speech was also pretty memorable.
Lovely.
No one actually remembers it. It wasn't until we saw the photos that we realised he made a speech.
Exactly. I think there was a progression of Swoop trying it on with Miss Sky there that was just going on. It was like a soap opera that it's unconcluded.
Still
to be continued.
Every week at Bash's Drinks.
Yeah.
Just another reason to go.
Something there for everyone. And good to see the new Bashers getting them.
As the Bashers drink, not as the world turns. It's as the Bashers drink. This week on As the Bashers drink.
Yeah, and so, we'll go through a few more awards here. Of course, the president here, Barack Obama Award for Least Memorable Victory Speech, as we just heard. The Fernand Pétoir Award, I don't know if that's how you say that. Do you know who Fernand Pétoir is?
Did he discover some...
He invented the Bloody Mary.
Oh,
how's that?
Relentless
Hangover Cure Research went to Oscar. The John McEnroe Award for bat tossing over here. It's a tank. Are you still letting them off? Someone else read these out.
No,
here
we get
Victoria's Secret Award there.
For Best Lingerie, went to Samir Paps Jolly. We have the Tenzing Norgay Award for Carrying Other People's Kit. That, of course, would be Sir Dick, Hadley Churchill. And then you can't have Tenzing without Edmund Hillary. That award for letting other people carry the kit has to go to Cassius.
Which Ashcroft.
Which, by the way, he was the only person to run for equipment manager. I think he was nominated and it was then stricken from the ballot. The Paula Abdul Award for Cheerleading of the Year, that goes to Sam. Circus White. The Elizabeth I Award for Abstinence. Evan Divino Goldback, who promised that he would not have sex the day before a match.
That's right.
So as not to tire himself out.
Yeah. That's why he didn't play until 8 months into the season.
The Hukushin
had sex once the day before a match.
The Hukushin Award for flexibility, that goes to Don Juan Ed Owen. Why was he flexible?
Because he changed from a bowler to a batsman, apparently.
Oh, right.
Nothing to do with 14-year-old girls.
Right. The Fidel Castro Award for most upsetting the anti-basher goes to Sheehan Dipso Patel.
Haven't said that.
Sheehan. Sheehan. And then finally, the Rosa Parks Award for Bus Tourist of the Year would have to definitely be Mr. Woodstock for everything that he brought on the bus.
I'm out of the hang of piss.
Dance moves on the bus were also very Rosa Parks.
Oh, they were.
Could dance moves?
I didn't know she could dance.
Dance moves on. Well, you were too busy
out
the front of the bus shitting through
an iron ankle.
Oh, right, when he's doing his back out. You were so sick at the end of the night.
You should have seen him on the bus.
Well, off the bus. It's exhibition. It's exhibition after the toll booth coming into
the car. He pulled off. Everyone else took a slip. Took a slip.
After the bus driver going, dude, come on. Yeah. Like, oh, there.
You know the biggest problem with the Nanjing Cup? The teams that were in Nanjing, all of them hated each other.
So yeah, what's wrong with that? That's good.
Yeah, I know.
That's how you start a league. That's how you get a competition happening. It's no point they all love each other.
But I mean, that was a...
Anyway, so in May we had Hills. We've already talked about that.
Yeah, Hills.
Did we want to talk about Masala Hut?
What a brilliant sponsor that turned out to be.
Yeah, thank you, Dipso.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, was it good?
Thank you, Masala Hut.
Although they did give us a good, you know, a little bit of a...
We had some different
talking point, you know, for the fact that they just burnt down the day before. They were due to give us their sponsorship money.
Oh, really?
We also have to point out that we had two dinners there and we're still waiting to get our food.
The mongrels.
An extra sauce.
Beijing came down to play the Dragons. Who won that? I think Beijing won.
Yeah,
it should be pointed out that somebody ate my lunch that day.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Love it. It's nice to see you don't hold a grudge.
Yeah,
I know. I just remember
episode 10.
Like an elephant.
Well, it was a bit of a comeback special.
The best, cheapest wine you can get in the oceans.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mate.
Sorry. Two oceans collide.
It's good talk.
Episode 10.
A few weeks off in May, but then we came back with the beer.
I'm in trouble tonight.
Right. We do rehab May. But we came back.
With Bruno.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you about that episode.
Can you hold the door?
Let me tell you about that episode. We're at the shed before it, massively on the booze.
It was on.
We took over Hilsey to the Jaguar Club. Remember, we done the second episode of the Jaguar Club. Hilsey was there. And,
was I there?
Yeah, it was.
That was when we had sausages. That's sausage night.
Lucky you can't smell through radio. No, but it was a bit of a stinks. No, it was a crazy episode, that one. I remember Hilsey went to town on Drino. We're talking to Drino, and then Hilsey's like, "Why are you such a shit bad?"
Gee, that's right.
Yeah,
I just get that. That's evil.
So, tell you what, anyway, I'd like to say move on.
Yeah, the sausage raffle, that was a bit random, wasn't it?
No, but I...
And the Mexican!
The Mexican! The Mexican!
Do you have the limerick as said by the Mexican?
Yes!
Yes,
there was...
Here it is.
Their owns was a Bashir Khaled Alessandro. Sniped down to Tongren to look for a man. What's that? He struggled with that, so olive oil. As bad, good, but no matter what, it's still old.
Bravo! All right, here we go.
Legend, the Mexican.
Then, of course, June, another comeback special.
Comeback specials everywhere.
No, this was actually the showdown special.
On location. Our first on location shooting.
Yeah, I only wanted to do it for the sound effects in the background.
Should have been.
You were there, it was great.
I know I wasn't there, but.
Should we get a call to Ross McGregor now?
Well, let's still talk about Roscoe. Tell us about Roscoe. Let's give him a shout out. Yeah.
Ross is an avid listener of the Bash. Absolutely. Podcast. He's a big fan. So is Jock McGregor. Swell and Cock Jock. Big fan of it. And we'd just like to chuck out the get well soon, Roscoe, mate.
Yeah, get up, Roscoe.
Get amongst it and get ready for second fight against Evan.
Yeah.
Rest up. No, seriously, Roscoe, man. Hope everything is...
Had a bit of an accident recently on a scooter and he's...
That's just a good thing that...
Recuperating.
The cops didn't show up and take his blood out.
It was in the morning. It wasn't the way to work.
On his motorbike? Or
scooter, from what I hear, yeah. Unlike SAS Craig in Nanjing, who was also an avid listener, falls off the bike,
does a stretch,
and does 14 days,
for 14 days in the pen, mate. Anyway, moving on. Get well soon, Roscoe. Get over your stretch, Craig.
And then, of course, June. Ni hao, Nanjing.
Biggest weekend of the year.
Welcome to the Jing.
It was one of the many biggest weekends of the year.
How rural.
You'd be hard pressed to find any other room full of people that everyone was in Nanjing.
Yeah.
Could be anywhere else, anywhere. There was quite a bit of time, but everyone in this room.
There was quite a bit of drop off in participation, and those people.
It almost caused a divide in the club.
Well, it was make or break.
It was.
I'm glad that it didn't because actually I think the people that came to Nanjing to play was the people that should have come to Nanjing to play. I mean, like, it was like we were bringing the sport to the rural cats up there.
Yes.
We brought our rural.
We
cats
brought the
up
spirit
there.
Of cricket.
Yeah.
Did you bring the Connery Shield with you?
Have you even made the Connery
Shield? There is a Connery Shield.
Oh, yeah. It's around somewhere.
I love Nanjing for the ruralness, the tier two.
Going to the bathroom at Jimmy's.
I love Jaguar having a stroke.
Anyway, what?
And then his self-medication.
The highlight of Nanjing was getting escorted home by the... by Long Dong, and then locking myself out of the room.
who was rooming with Swahili and was going nuts?
That was me. I went home about 3 or something, and then at 4 a.m. he arrives back in the room and didn't stop talking until 5 a.m. I didn't understand a word the whole time.
Kudos to Golden Cheers.
That's when he saw the light.
He's joining this year, isn't he? I should say next year.
If he doesn't, we know where you live.
Hold him to it, or his number be stricken from the
record forever.
That's right.
But anyway, what I'll put out right now is that Nanjing Edition 2 is going to be better. It's going to be a little bit
Nanjing
more.
Nanjing Park Du.
Padus. It's going to be a little bit more organized. And the venue, I got a bit of fun with the venue.
So. Better than that?
No.
Surely not.
We want the same place. We want that ruinous. We want the scorer's table on a 45-degree angle. But this is what we like.
One thing I'll say about Shanghai, Nanjing, that you don't get in Shanghai, is the fans.
No, the fans. What was that Kiwi guy's name? Benjamin or Sebastian. And if you listen, you're a friggin' tool bag.
Dude, we have leper. If you have a conversation with me, I bring an opinion to a conversation. Leper brings an argument. That guy took it to a whole new level.
Yeah,
he brings a fight.
Yeah. Anyway.
Great weekend.
I would say the Nanjing tour was.
But it's about.
I would say it was a success in some ways. So we got
So next year we.
Have you seen any of the stumps displayed in any of the bars around there?
No, on eBay.
They were the best stumps ever.
Can I send out a call to Jimmy? I don't know if Jimmy listens. I think he is a listener.
Oh, he's a big listener.
Jimmy.
Nice call to Jimmy. Top
Jimmy,
job.
Thanks, mate. You tight ass. Give us a free piss next time.
Give us a free piss. You're making fucking
tight. Yeah, mongrel.
So hopefully next year the catering's a bit better.
I'll tell you, the
meat sandwich. Yummy.
It was character building.
Best call was ringing Subway, saying bring 60 subs.
Anyway. Oh, it's a learning curve. Yeah.
Steaming in.
Okay. My turn, is it? So someone else can ask.
No, I'm getting there.
We didn't even mention the bus driver.
Skippy,
excellent job above and beyond the call of duty.
Yeah,
and he managed to keep his shirt perfectly creased, perfectly straight, with wrinkle free.
He did well, Skippy.
Without having a.
And also, thank you to 3G?
GI3,
is it your company? For putting up the sponsorship for the dinner on the Saturday night.
Thanks for the food poisoning.
And also
the Jaguar. And the Jaguar food.
Jaguar for chipping in, I think he chipped in a few grand.
Well, the Jaguar
and Paul Pies.
And also Cooker Pies. Cooker, we love you.
And one thing that we forgot to mention was how ungodly hot it was.
It was the hottest day. I went back down the history. One of those days was the hottest day in Nanjing on that day for 100 years.
Sweating fucking bullets.
Was that the day that we had the cold beer or not?
Cold beer. Wait, yeah. Just take it out of the esky. It was hot.
All right. We've got Basher's Field highlight of the year.
Oh, Steaming in with me. Yeah. We'll just be talking about, I think. Nanjing, just taking cricket to the
next level.
Expanding the boundaries.
It is. We were spreading the gospel, and just the look on the guys' faces of the guys there, stranded in ruralness,
and no idea.
They were playing cricket, and just the pure joy of it. Yeah. That was a big highlight.
Yeah. All right. So this is the trivia moment.
Yeah. Anything non-cricket. No, but I haven't got a clue.
Yeah.
I haven't do anything else in a year.
All right. International cricketing highlight of the year.
International cricketing highlight of the year. I don't know if it was many. I think I'll tell you what I've been meaning to say. You know who I'm liking at the moment is Shahid Afridi.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
Good player and all.
Oh, good cricket. All
that. Yeah, good cricketer. One. But he seems to really enjoy it. He's out there smiling. Oh. You know, someone on the other team gets a century, it gives him a bit of a pat on the back. It's good to see.
Smiles.
Should be
good.
More of it.
Yeah, he loves it.
No. Yeah.
Personal playing highlight.
Breaking your finger?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Well, I did score more runs than
you kept on the table win.
I did captain the team to a win at one stage.
This year we didn't do too well.
Actually, that was probably the highlight, not the captaining thing, but I did steer the ship home. I think
you
were in
winning runs.
I didn't, but I was there at the end. I think I scored about 10, which is about 10 more than I usually get.
My highest score last couple of years.
Oh, no, now Jim, I've got 20-something.
Did you? Oh, that's right. Jack, we're going to hit a 6 as well.
That was weird. That was very weird, wasn't it? But no, that
inning was good in a way for a lot of people.
Yeah, that innings though, where with you at the start, I think, and then the symbol, staring at home.
Yeah,
no, I think that was a good inning.
Yeah. Broadcast highlight.
Broadcast highlight. For me, it's always the endings. No. They're always my favourite part of every cast.
Is that because they're happy?
It's
broadcasting highlights, the editing.
Love that. But there's been a few good endings. You know, usually involves Katie here spilling something all over the floor, and it's happy times. A bit of singing and dancing.
Two oceans combined.
Oh, right. Off field highlight.
Off field social highlight. Bashes. That's a tough question, isn't it?
The police raiding your parade?
That's what I was going to say.
Mum Wellness.
The
carbon neutral quiz.
Police abuse being...
Did they hit you with batons?
Well, you should have a baton.
It was close.
The big guy held the little guy back. The little guy had the baton and he wanted to use it.
It was close. It was close, I'm telling you.
Touch and go.
That was a bit of a highlight. Disturbing the peace. I enjoyed that.
Casually.
Some more awards. Who wants to read these out?
Well, you got the Fred Zag Award.
Yeah, we've already been over that.
Neil Burchett Watkins for most glural performance.
Like that word.
Mm.
Glural. Yeah. Awesome.
You read them out. You got to say.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Well.
Galileo.
What the fuck is that?
Galileo.
Galileo Wolf reaching for the sky. Travis Swoop. We are.
Yeah. The soap opera.
Get it, India.
Special guest star today, Lenny Morris.
Yeah. Shirley Jolie Pitt Award for newcomer of the year.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt.
Okay. Jimmy Bugs McLeod.
I love Bugsy. I'll tell you, Bugsy used to always come up to when I was bowling.
Pledge of Skipper next year.
Yep. Absolutely.
Florence
Nightingale Award for best use of Band-Aids. The Pusher. Ainsley Man.
Yeah. Oh, protecting the kids. Slapping. Yeah. Getting rid of that.
How good is the Pusher, mate? A legend.
Yeah,
he swaps over from the dog poo. comes over. Joins the fucking
calms it up, calm. Well done, Pusher.
And Pusher, and he's such a basher too. He's such a kid.
Roger Federer Award, best website returns. Long dong, Desi.
He's got the period. He's got the mo. He's
the lurker.
This one's wonderful. The next one. Nina Q. Is Sam Swahili. I'm going to read his last name. Finnery. Finnery.
Looks like Flannery.
For those of you who can't read on the Bashers broadcast, that would be a... some kind of New Zealand something that no one can understand.
Something written in Swahili.
I think he's going to go out and just...
Do you want to know what it says in Swahili? Okay. It says...
According to Google.
It says, I am thirsty. Please may I have a cold beer.
Bart Simpson Award for Sledger of the Year. This is a big one. This is a good award to have. The Turtle. Luke Bambo.
You know what I love about the Turtle? He's awesome.
I remember that one batsman's skin. The batsman turned to the captain. Will you shut him up?
Turtle's
awesome, man.
Usain Bolt Award for Best Victory Celebration. Filthy and squeaky. Phil and Mia.
Getting pornographic after every wicket, mate.
Phil. It's not allowed.
Last one here at the moment. Oscar Wilde Award for Lumberjack of the Year. Well, he was good, wasn't he? He was very good. Sir Dick.
Excellent prose.
Sir Dick Hadley Churchill. Fantastic.
Great.
Oh, actually, read out yourself there, Mr. Hammer.
Alessandro.
Pisani
Award for Best Dressed goes to the Jag.
No! It goes to the Bashers!
What do you mean? I thought it was Jag.
It's a collective award, the Jaguar.
Oh, really?
What
for the ties?
All right, well, this is getting to the loosest cast ever. Real quick.
Anyway,
this is Casey Kasem.
We're going to do a quick steaming in here before he rushes off organise the next season. Kasem steaming in. Who's going to ask the questions this time? Same questions.
Right. Yeah, I'll do it, Collins.
Yeah.
Kasem,
get the door.
Basher's on field highlight for 2009, mate. Where is it for you?
Basher's on field highlight. Yeah. I think that has to be half of the Basher's team and part of the Devils team, I believe. We're playing Budong. All en route taking off after the thief.
No!
Oh! And who did it? I believe MVP.
MVP ran him down, but what I love is that the guy stole it from a bag that was right behind stats. And then instead of just jumping back over the fence, walked around the entire cricket field.
World's most stupid thief.
Yeah. Well, and also Satsy G up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, number two, your non-cricketing, non-basher, international, personal news moment of the year.
It's okay. Quiet.
There's nothing that doesn't involve bashers or cricket.
So move on. Nothing. Move on. But that's great, Grace. International cricketing highlight.
It's got to be...
Spring training.
Spring training. Oh, I was going to say Ponting getting run out.
By Flintoff.
That was the Ashes. No, it wasn't Flintoff who ran him out. It was his batting partner who ran him out.
Daddy.
Flintoff.
Hi, Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
was taken.
Wow.
All right, next delivery.
Next one, number four, your personal playing highlight.
Ooh, there are so many this year.
NRL CrossFit Shop.
Turn it up.
They're on Facebook.
Turn it up.
Prediction.
Come on, what is it? I know.
Many of you may think that Nanjing would be the highlight of the year. I have to say it was... coming in, batsman number 7, in the midst of a Devil's collapse.
Ooh.
It used to be a Basher's collapse. It's no longer. It's now christened the Devil's collapse.
You hit me for a big six on Nanjing.
I did. But yeah. It was coming in batting number 7 against Pudong.
Yeah.
Standing in and building an innings with Sir Dick.
Bang. Lovely.
Building an innings.
For yourself, the broadcast, I mean, highlight of the year for the broadcast.
Oh, that would have to be Circus calling his missus. on air to tell her that he was
too busy for her birthday.
For her surprise birthday party.
Sorry, honey, I'm not coming to your surprise birthday party.
What the fuck are you talking about? And it's no one, and it's still not together. And the last one, off-field highlight. Oh, this is big.
Oh, it's going to be. No one's mentioned it because I don't know how many. Like, you were there.
Yeah.
The Basher's Bar Tour.
Oh, pub crawl.
Pub crawl was good.
Yeah.
And Circus Spewing. Once again, his name comes up all the time. Circus Spewing near the pool table at Redbeat on Denzel's bag. And all over the shoes of the public. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Lovely.
What was that, EJ? Pub crawl? Pub crawl?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Popcorn.
Bashers.
Yeah. Hello.
D-Man.
Yeah, man.
Fucking hammer, mate. Bringing you in the last round of the podcast, mate.
I'll just move in the corner because I'm at the Hyatt Cooler where they play the Australian PGA.
Oh, I have a go. You are fucking useless, Morrison.
You're always on a corner.
You are a fucking average rock star, Morrison.
No, I didn't see any of the goal. I had tickets to come and everything. And my mum's over from Auckland, so I've just been behaving, really, and just trying to get my shit together.
D-Man, I've got Dean over here for you. He's going to bring it in, right?
Okay.
How you going, D-Man?
Loose, I'm well. You guys are still recovering from a great win, I hear. You won the championship.
Oh, what have you got to say to the boys, right? Tell us.
Well, I think Hammer was sending me a text, and he said, "Mate, have you got any words of wisdom?" And I sent something ridiculous and short.
No, we read about on the bus, mate, on the road of the game. They were inspired.
Oh, you did? On the roadster boys. Oh, good on you. So, yeah, so you barred up and won. That's brilliant.
So, D-Man.
That was a big bar up.
Giving it large. Take care, guys. I love you.
Merry Christmas, mate. Have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Danny.
Merry Christmas, guys. I love you.
See you, guys.
See
you,
mate.
See you,
mate.
Take care.
Bye, mate. See ya.
Oh, the D-Man always.
The bashes are overachieved.
Oh, that's a massive sex seat you have, Andrew Lovedore. Like, what the fuck are you on? Ringo said, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, I'm just on the fucking piss having a good time. Get a bit of looseness in there.
No, I love it.
All right, moving on. We've done Steaming In with Kaysen. Or maybe we haven't. Maybe that'll happen later.
Yeah.
We've done it.
Magic of television.
Maybe not.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Pleasure all rounder of the year. This was a new award, and I think he deserved it. Amazing performances with bat ball.
Wonderful.
Kaysen, mate.
And a good team, man. He packs the kit up. He always makes sure that the gloves are dried out. Yeah.
Very,
to play.
Very particular with the kit.
That's serious. That's serious.
He's a cricketer.
This is a problem. The problem with him is he's a cricketer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And on to the business batsman of the year, Statsy. Got this one?
Well,
weight of runs. Weight of runs.
Just pure weight of runs.
I would say, well done, Statsy. Your willow spoke for yourself. Unfortunately, whenever you play for the pleasure side, you let the fucking club down.
Yeah. But he's an anchor. Statsy's a a real anchor and a bash and a fucking
business bowler of the year.
Oh,
Inquisition,
massive. Really?
Johnny,
awesome. How many 4 or 5 wicket hauls did he get?
Yeah.
I mean, call him Warnie.
Freakish.
He's a freak. Unbelievable.
He's a stingy freak.
I think if you ask John, he'd call himself an opening batsman.
Yes.
Well, if he's an opening batsman, I'm freaking Madonna. So there you go. Yeah.
Business fielder of the year, they just gave it to the keeper by default, Cassius.
By sheer weight of words.
He's only half professional one there, isn't he?
Really? Yeah, he's one, yeah. He has lifted the game somewhat in the keeping department.
Yes.
Been well endowed with keepers this year.
Yes.
Yeah. And the skipper's award, the big one.
Player of the year.
Paps.
It's a big
award in a big year.
Absolutely.
And thoroughly deserved.
Not only
did he open the bowling, he scored the runs when it counted.
Yeah, batting at about what, number 8, 9?
Whatever it was, he still came in with 30 or 40 required.
He saw the game out.
Big shots in the final.
Pap Smear, I mean, honestly, you're a guy.
Can't feel to.
Unfazed.
No, he hasn't got the best arm, though, has he?
Rubbish.
But he has come back from a serious shoulder injury last year.
That's true.
He's nursing it in the field, but he doesn't leave anything on the. He doesn't leave anything behind when he's bowling or batting.
Perhaps he's a guy who's very quietly spoken and very, takes it, step by step. But he did a great job.
Maybe it could be something to do with his rag trade background or something like that.
Crochet.
He's a bit of a crochet man.
He's a crochet man. He would have nothing on me, man. I know everything about him.
Oh, chirpy chirp.
Yeah. And
fucking loudspeaker of the year award goes to Kane.
Well, of course, that isn't the big one. There was one more award, the President's Award this year for the Club Man of the Year. Oh. And, typically didn't turn up to Collector's Award, but...
I believe that we have a presentation.
You've got to be taking the first set.
For Basher of the Year, to Katie Stevens, above and beyond the call of duty.
This is...
Are you speechless or are you just like flabbergasted?
He's about,
he's in tears. He's in tears.
I thought the club was fucking smarter than that.
The only thing I don't have is the fridge size like trophy to give you that accompanies a piece of paper.
I think it's on Filthy's TV at the moment.
Well, I'd have to say that I am absolutely humbled by you, but the Clubman of the Year award is an award for the whole club, anyway.
And someone who has contributed.
No,
Let's go through.
But it doesn't.
So you want it? No, you don't want to give it back.
No, I'm just saying. It's
no, it was.
Is it? You know the club. Yeah, you don't do anything that's out of your way. It's not whatever, but
it was a decision.
I'm happy that I've been
recognized,
but dude, man, this year was the year of the Bashes, and it was built last year on the back of fucking having some
culture. Was the
culture in it, man?
Shall we name them? Shall we list them?
Yeah, let's go through.
We've got Nanji.
Hello, Nanji.
Hello.
Yeah, he did fuck all for that.
Ties.
We've got the ties. And the badges for the Blazers.
Yeah, embroidery. Crochet then.
A generous sponsor.
And basically rocking up.
Getting Danny organised. Getting Danny online.
D-Man.
And occasionally actually turning up.
Playing two games every year.
You see, it's also like, you know, when you don't play much cricket, it's like someone gives you a nice award just to make up for it.
I would like to say I don't know for the award, but it's
you also
World Peace has also been quite exemplary this year.
When you do it when it doesn't matter and you do it because you want to do it, doesn't matter. So,
but
great.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well done. This year was a wonderful year, and I think really next year.
But the thing is, we're going to be bigger and better next year. So, anyway, love it.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Top honour of the year.
When you feel like you haven't done anything for it, it means that...
Nobody else made a speech, mate.
Thank you.
And I had a shot of
Elijah. Where's my shot of Elijah?
Now I'm thanking their mum.
You missed the best part of the year, mate. That was the best
part. Just to start wrapping up, the November... It got serious. We had some semis.
Too serious.
The game in the dark against Pudong there was before the semi. Then the semi against
the
Devils.
That was like sort of, you know, cleaning the pipes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The semi-final apparently was basically the antithesis of the typical Bashers performance, which was, you know, snatching victory from the jaws of defeat.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome, the semi, and then of course, well, the final. What can we say?
How does it feel to be Bashers?
Bashers.
All I would say is that everything came to a head, and we won. And we are the best club.
There was such tension all day. Like getting on the bus in the morning, you could feel the tension there.
Anticipation would be a word I'd use.
The pressure.
I feel fucking circus pissed at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and just the boys were under serious pressure, and they came through.
Well done, boys.
Everyone came through. Bamboo came through with the sambos, even though we could.
The whole club came through. Yeah, we started out ages ago. The whole club came through. We fucking won. We won, man.
Yeah.
We fucking won. We took everything that we had, we put it on the table, and we need
Sambuca now. Where's the Sambuca, Amy?
This is basically the other bookend to Circus's speech on the bus.
We won, man. We laid it out, put the nads on the table, and we won. And with the Bashers, and I hope you're listening, Tismals. Fucking cats like you out there. This is it. Live with it. We are it.
I'll tell you what, you're going to have to live with the shit because that's it.
End of season function. Once again, Katie didn't turn up. Another round of bookers for the club.
That was a loose night of the year.
Possibly, yeah. That was.
I think the highlight.
Some Chinese dude singing Italian opera.
Dancing along.
It was solo mio by the owner with the Jaguar dancing with all the. It's a wonderful entertainment program.
I tell you, unexpected, out of the ordinary, and also exemplary.
It was always planned, it was always part of the function. It was always pre-planned, but
and that's the nice thing about being the social director. You can organise these things, so no one knows what's going
to
happen until it happens.
The nicest thing about being the social director is you don't have to win it.
Really, I can't wait for next year.
It's going to be tough to top.
I mean, Deli Zaker.
Tough to top.
And we did it, I think.
I think we did it wonderfully this year.
Stepped it up.
The only thing we didn't do was have like a dance to
But we did sing the club song.
We had a karaoke session.
KTV, it was called.
We had karaoke with 45 drunk guys, a gimp session.
We did. Yeah, like we said, less said the better. December, Hong Kong.
Damn, Hong Kong.
Well, you're the only one left who was there.
I believe so. Yeah. The Bashers reverted to their previous form and managed to lose both games by the barest margins. In fact, the last ball, we were still in the game, unable to close out the first two games. And some dubious running by certain people. Hijacked what could have been a good win. But I still have to say that the Inquisition did an excellent job.
Absolutely.
Of organising.
Pulling it together.
Until we actually got on the plane, and then it all became about him.
Cassius,
of course, outstanding in his leather-bound, tightened, shrink-wrapped wallet of which no money passed.
With a big padlock on it.
For anything. Not even his accommodation, meals, taxis, to and from the airport.
Lovely.
He paid his own airfare, as far as I understand.
Is he a registered charity?
If he's not, he should, because he operates like one.
He's an NGO, mate.
So fucking a laugh, bro.
We also have the immortal words of the future president of the Bashers.
Oh, yes.
Big
call. He actually said it twice.
Yeah.
The second time. The first time was, I'm not a basher. I'm a dragon. Fuck you guys.
The second time was,
I told you, I'm not a basher, I'm a dragon. You fucking cunts.
Oh!
You know what? I can't wait until Hostile Takeover.
Incoming.
Wow, we'll talk about that in a bit.
However, in the light of day, it was they were both uttered under serious fine sessions. Not that you would ever abandon your Bashers brethren.
Well, given an opportunity, I'm going to revert
back to the Inquisition's sole purpose of me on tour. And we're not going to go to the
down trail.
No. What's Days on Tour goes on tour.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
Right. But although Cassius did manage to walk into an Asho's joint at 3 or 4 in the morning.
I'm looking for a message.
And another basher was in the verges of the gravy stroke. And it all went south from there.
Oh dear. Okay, that should have stayed on tour.
Yeah, that probably should.
Anyway,
probably edit that out.
Moving on, December.
Hong Kong, fucking awesome. Yeah, great.
Nah. Yeah, get into it next year, guys. The only other thing to happen in December really is this, Broadcast 16.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
All right. The website is bashercc.org. There's email addresses, broadcast@bashercc.org.
Get involved.
To abuse us. Tell us what you want next year. And what else does he normally do?
Someone might listen.
I think there should be a vote on the blog. Should there be a podcast?
We'll put a poll up.
Yeah.
And should there be?
Or should we just get rid of it?
Well, yeah. Actually, yeah. Should there be one?
Or
let's let the public decide.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What we're going to do here is we need to something else happens at the
this concrete jungle.
Yes, we're going to do that, and at the end of season function, there was some serious busy business done. New committee next year.
Wonderful.
Same secretary. Kaysen
sounds like a secretary.
Kaysen was there. Is going to be holding the fort. The business captain stands Statsy. But we've got
That would be hard to do.
Sounds like a fake gangbang.
No, not a committee position, but the new pleasure captain, I'm happy to say, is Jimmy Bugs McLeod.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, I like the Bugs man. Yeah. This is serious.
Yeah.
He's serious.
He'll have you in a heartbeat. Bang!
New treasurer is Dave Oscar Rosenthal.
Oh, really? But good. Passing the torch.
Exactly.
Yes. New club captain, the Filth.
The filthy man.
Yeah, he's the one that has to deal with the Cricket Shanghai Director of Operations. So
interesting dynamic there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I like the decision.
Social
director.
The circus.
No.
Sir Dick.
Hadley Sir Dick Churchill.
Yes. Oh, is he loose enough to handle the?
Absolutely. He's going to take it to the next level.
Well, he better.
He is. Yeah, for sure. it wouldn't be much harder than this year, would it?
Let's give him a call.
It's cool.
I reckon he is, for sure.
Who's there?
Say, where are you? Ask him where he is.
The new social director.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, my name's Terry Alderman.
Amazon, how are you,
mate? He killed me straight away!
If it weren't for your gumboots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital.
Hey, Nick. Mate, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good, mate. Are you out making plans for next year?
Am I what? Am I making plans for next year?
Yeah, that's what you're doing right now, right?
Of course.
Social misdirection? Can you give us any sneak previews?
It's going to be a bit of a change in focus next year. It's more going to be about the family. No, that's not true. We'll see.
Is there going to be a bit of cross pollination with the geishas?
Are you saying that you and
Mrs. I think so. I think there's been a call for that, and I'd like to work with the geishas a little more closely this year, and try and bring a little more of eloquence to the bashes. I think probably something we might try and investigate. Bit of tomfoolery mixed with maybe a bit more, the upper echelon of society, a bit more wine and cheese perhaps. We'll see how we go with that.
Well, should go wine and
cheese.
I think Lambrusco and cheese.
Do you think, I'm not sure the best are ready though, to be honest. I mean, last time we went to a 5-star venue, someone did a 5-star spit off the balcony, so I'm not quite sure if we're ready.
How do you think that we could
look
any further from that?
We'll see how we go.
Where are you, mate?
I'm cycling. I'm bicycling down the road, actually.
Bicycling?
Down Ulamuchilu.
Oh, Ulamuchilu.
On my bicycle. I'm blowing out, fellas. I really am.
That's what she said. See you next year, then.
You got some Danny in before. Actually, we do.
The last member of the new committee is the new president
voted
in by himself.
With no nominees except for someone I didn't know not to nominate.
Yeah, Denzel broke back. All right. Any thoughts there?
Jesus. Hang on, let's listen to his gay fucking ringtone. Which gay ringtone he's had this week? You won't answer.
Sure, you know, he's not that cool.
Hello?
Have a bottle of Baijiu, baby! Have a bottle of Baijiu, honey! Have a bottle of Baijiu, baby! It won't cost you too much money!
Hey guys, how's it going?
Right back. My incoming president, Katie here has some questions to ask.
Some hard questions. A. Who's going to be the next big sponsor?
Oh, good question.
Who are you chasing for big sponsorship?
For sponsorship at the moment, anybody who's got a wallet, a checkbook, and a pen is willing to sign.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Take the dildo out of your ass, mate.
That's a shit ass. That's
a fucking shit ass. Second question.
Yeah.
Who? What colour is going to be the uniforms next year?
Well, I think the uniforms are still going to say blue, which is our colour, right? Blue, white, and gold.
Don't be a faggot.
Blue, amber, and beige, actually, mate.
Blue, amber, and beige?
Yes.
Third question. Getting voted in like you have done.
By himself.
How cool do you feel?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? You guys are breaking up.
I'd like to repeat the question. Voting yourself in, how cool and how much street credit do you think you have?
Right now I've got a party of one. I'm planning on building it up.
Oh, yeah. On yourself. Bang.
Get your moustache.
And, useless. What date are you planning to resign?
Emma, I think that question's addressed to you, mate.
I think you've resigned everything else you've ever had, so we're expecting it.
Well, I mean, there's already a chirp on the blog about Woodstock for praise for 2001. Was it 2011?
Oh, Jesus. And this is our president. Hostile takeover.
We are in trouble.
Yeah, you'd be looking forward to that one, Luke.
Now, seriously, mate, what can we expect from next year? When's the first committee meeting?
All right. So, what do you guys want to know? You want to know about what we're going to do for next year?
Well, yes.
What we're going to do for next year is we're going to try and make the club as good as it was this year, and hopefully follow on from the fine leadership skills that were shown by the current committee, the outgoing committee, and hopefully make 2010 super duper.
We have people that can help you out with your speech impediment if you want.
Yeah, what?
Nothing.
Thank you, President.
All right, mate. We look forward to it. Sounds excellent.
I'm inspired.
Anyhow?
Yeah.
I can't hear you guys. You guys are not talking into the mic. It's very difficult to hear you guys.
Anyway, I think he's deliberately ignoring us.
So that was kind of bowling to death. We know the new committee of this year.
We're done.
We're back next year, apparently.
Are we back?
We will be back. The podcast will be back, and the podcast will be bigger, better than ever.
Gentlemen, am I invited back?
Well, yes, you might be. Anyway, what is the...
Well, you were doing the numbers.
The once was a man named Mal. I
told you who to write it, and you said, yeah, I'll write it tonight.
Alright, the once was a man named Mal.
It's got to be the easiest name.
Listen, we have
many
international listening to us. I mean, seriously, your reputation.
There once was a man.
and then mouth. Okay. Opening the better. That was a
take four. There was a man.
We're gonna get
take four. Take four. There was a man named Al. Take four. Cue in.
Give him a moment.
Give him a moment. There was a man named Al.
He wasn't a dog. He wasn't a dog with lovely tail.
Smell. Spell. Spell. Hell.
No.
Ready? Okay. Ready? Q in. 1, 2, 3. Go. Go, you're on. Here we go.
There once was a basher called Hal. He was an even dog for brand.
I can't read shorthand.
No.
Read it out loud.
Do it again. Gee up. Take a deep breath and start again.
Man up.
1, 2, 3, go.
Nice and loud.
But
it's going to be good. No, what you got's good.
No, it's fine. Hey,
it's fine.
You ready? Okay, start again. Ready? One.
Nice and loud.
No, seriously. 1, 2, 3, go.
No.
Speak up, man.
Just read it.
Final episode, right. First season, final take.
I'll make it very boring.
You're not a raging homo.
Okay, we're going to leave soon, okay?
if
he could get his stuff together, we'd be
there, there once was a basher named Mal, who battered like Deepak Patel.
Ooh.
He had ginger hair. Everyone questioned, is he queer? And everyone said, yeah.
Fucking yeah! Oh yeah, baby. Get my flares on.
Because they are simply outstanding. Talk about outrageous. We love you, Bashers, from here down under. I'll be back in 2010.
Oh, get him again!
We love you,
D-Man.
Oh, right, I've got to get back.
See you soon, D-Man. See you, D-Man.
Oh, I love you guys. Miss you, buggers, eh? I really do.
Oh, man. All right. We'll see you soon, mate.